Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office, live with Rhea and Fran, giving you that Friday energy on a Thursday, per usual, presented by Monster Energy Ultra. I gotta say, we are absolutely loving you guys.
Yes.
Tagging us in your Monster Energy posts on Instagram, your tweets. We're loving that you are drinking the same drink as us, mm-hmm. that Monster Energy Ultra with zero sugar, low calories to give you the energy that you need to make it through your day, to make it through this podcast, to make it through your week.
Amen.
As we all know, I love the Violet can. Fran loves it too.
Yeah.
Mainly because we love the color purple, but also because of the taste. It tastes like a purple pixie stick. It's like candy in your mouth, but without all of the sugar that candy gives you and those sugary energy drinks that you're used to.
Exactly. It's a totally different realm of energy drinks. You're used to thinking of like the black and green Monster can. Now Monster has so many other options. Monster Energy Ultra has flavors like Sunrise, Violet, which is the one we love, Red, Blue, Paradise, and the white can, which is Ultra Zero. Guys, they are worth it to go get. If you just need that little boost, if you're looking to change it up maybe from the energy drink you normally drink, or if you're sick of the coffee you've been drinking, this is what you should be trying.
Yes, and it's like a nice little treat for your day.
Yeah.
You know, it should get you excited for your day when you go pick up that Monster Energy Ultra
right.
can, whichever color, flavor you like. We like the violet, but whichever you choose,
right.
just
and
try
zero,
it out.
Zero sugar.
Zero
is a
sugar.
Game changer.
So you don't feel guilty about it.
Exactly.
A treat that you don't feel guilty about, just like this podcast. It's a big treat today because we got some big topics.
Huge.
We've been waiting. I just feel like we've been waiting for something big to happen again.
Yeah.
It feels like it's been a while.
I woke up on the morning of this activity and was just like, wow, this is something. Like, I just laid in bed for like an hour just looking at everything before I got up.
I got to be honest. I've been contemplating my thoughts all day long. I've been talking to people in the office randomly about Haley, Justin, Selena, just being like, I got to pick a side. And they're like, this is what you're thinking
right.
about? Like, yes, it's our job.
It's also one of those things where you know something's big when other people are asking you about it. Mm-hmm. Like my girlfriend's like group chat, people were like, what's going on? Like, I've got to explain. Mm-hmm. I was like, guys, listen to the podcast on Thursday. And then even more so a sign of something big, my boyfriend sent me Haley's story and was like, wow.
Yeah, everybody is confused
yeah,
about
he was
this.
Like, why do I care about this? And I was like, because it's juicy.
It's juicy. Everybody cares about it. My brother texted me, what happened in Selena Gomez's album that everyone is freaking out about? See, he doesn't even know
yeah.
it's a song.
But
they
you
don't
know something's going
something
on.
Something is going on. When Selena Gomez gets in the mix, people start talking. So we're just going to cut right to the chase because
yeah.
we know you don't want to hear us talking about our boring lives.
This is
you
a huge episode.
Yeah, you want to hear us talk about the juicy stuff.
Yeah, we have a huge episode. Like we said, we're talking about all of this going down with Selena's new song, Justin Haley. We have the Comments by Celebs girls on this show, Emma and Julie. We're talking topics with them. Miley's live, Dennis Quaid, Jennifer Lawrence's wedding. They came in on Tuesday, so we did talk about Justin and Selena and Haley a little bit, but we hadn't heard the song yet, and all this drama hadn't happened. So you just kind of have to piece that together. I went on a little bit of a Dancing with the Stars rant this week because I'm fed up.
Yeah, it's scary. And we also have Gary Jannetty. So we're going to talk about the royal family a little bit, talk
yeah.
about that drama that's going on. So this is a drama-filled, juicy-ass podcast
yeah.
that we're excited to get into. So let's just get into it, starting off with Selena Gomez. Selena Gomez released mm-hmm. a new song.
Yep.
It's called Lose You to Love Me. I think we should play it first.
Yeah. It's a beautiful song, I have to say.
It is a nice song.
The music video was shot on an iPhone, and it's just like black and white up close of her face. Damn. In the thick of healing.
Yeah. It makes me want to cry a little bit.
It makes me want to cry for Selena Gomez because it's an inside look of what was like going, what she was dealing with, I want to say like early 2018. And her health wasn't great. And she was like back hanging out with Justin Bieber. She wasn't like, there was all those rumors that she wasn't getting along with her family because of Justin Bieber.
Right.
And she was still, they were still trying to make it work.
Yeah.
And then bam, they separate and 2 months later, Haley's in the picture.
Okay.
Wow, so, I timed that up with the song so well.
That was beautiful. But, so I understand completely, and I'm a Selena Gomez fan. Yeah. Great song. Beautiful song.
It's beautiful.
And
it's haunting. Did you watch the music video?
I did.
Scary. I almost cried in my bed this morning watching it because she makes these like, truly, I mean, anything black and white is more emotional, but she makes these like pained faces. And I'm just like, wow, she really went through it.
Yeah, she really went through it. And a lot of it had to do with Justin Bieber. Clearly, he was a bad egg for Selena Gomez. Yeah, like, they did not mix together.
Yeah.
But I think we need to look at this from both sides, make this a safe space for both Haley and Justin fans and for Selena fans to come together and talk about things from both sides. Because let me tell you, the internet is crazy. I tweeted something this
Today's
morning.
It's a tough day to be a Taylor Swift, Selena Gomez, Hailey Bieber stan account if you run one, because the Swifties are obviously on Team Selena and they all hate Hailey together. And it's a battle.
And Hailey and Justin's fans are just not as strong as the Swifties and the Selena stans. They are out of control.
Well, unfortunately, they don't have as great as a like backup. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
I would say believers are pretty strong.
No, 100%. But I'm talking like the material that we've been given today does not fall in their favor.
No,
it falls
fall
way
favor.
More in the Swifties, Selenator.
Yes. But that's why I'd like
Selena
to give
Aiders.
like a both sides a fair shot here, because
it's tough because we like all of them.
I like everybody. I don't dislike anybody in the situation. If Katy Perry was in the situation, I would immediately choose the side against Katy Perry.
Right.
Because I just don't really like Katy Perry. But with all these people, I like all of them. I'm a fan of all of their music.
Yeah.
But I think we need to take a step back. Nobody get mad at each other.
Yeah.
And let's talk about it. Okay. So Selena Gomez.
Song drops.
Midnight. Boom. Yeah. Everybody knew this song was coming. She's been promoting it. If you are Haley and Justin and you say that you didn't know the song was coming, you're lying.
You're lying. You knew the song was coming.
You knew the song was coming. Because you know when somebody is going to release a song about your husband. It's coming.
Yeah.
Releases a song 20 minutes later or 15 minutes later, shortly after, Haley Baldwin posts an Instagram story of the song "I'll Kill You" by Summer Walker.
I will kill you is the name
and,
of the song.
And the lyrics to the song.
Yeah.
I'll
honestly
pull them up.
We don't even have to, like, you should just read out loud some of the words.
I'm going to read some of the words. Okay. You don't want no problems. I wish a bitch would. Trying to come between us. It won't end up good. You know I love you like no one else could. I'll go to hell and back for you. Okay. You get the point of that.
Yeah.
Fuck that, my baby. You're all mine. Greatest of all time. You better tell them hoes. Fall in line. I do not play about mine. So everybody's picking up what I'm putting down here.
Yeah.
That the lyrics to the song,
it sounds
I Will
like,
Kill You.
It sounds like such a hilarious poem when you just like, read them because it's the poem that you like. It all rhymes.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Sure does. So, is it a coincidence that Haley Baldwin posted, and remind you, I'm a big Haley Baldwin fan, coincidence that she posted this 20 minutes after?
It's hard to believe.
It's hard to believe it's a coincidence.
It's hard to believe. So, like you said, I mean, the timing of it is unbelievable. Selena, this new song is out. Haley posts this on her story. She leaves it up. She doesn't delete it. She does leaves it up. So I think maybe that was either just like trying to prove that like, it didn't mean anything, because if she did delete it, people would have freaked out even more. So everybody's freaking out that Haley was shading Selena in this post. And then like 5 minutes after I forget the time. It was close. I want to say like 5 to 15 minutes after Haley posted that story, Selena posted on her story this note. saying, I'm literally just laying down and thanking Jesus. Where my father has taken me and placing me is exactly where I am meant to be. He said to me, Selena, hold on. I hurt when you hurt. I cry when you cry, but I will never, ever leave your side. Work with me, walk with me, and watch how I do it. He always surprises me, and I re-fall in love with him every single time. In my worst moments, like awful, most painful moments, I have never stopped falling to my knees, wanting and needing only his love. See, the enemy keeps trying to tear me down, and it's just not going to happen. Not today. Not the next.
So the enemy in the picture here, I think, is
who knows?
Could be anybody, but...
Who knows? But, like, I'm... Look, you know that... you know Selena knew, like, what putting out this song was going to mm-hmm. do. Obviously, everybody is going to put the pieces together. They're going to hear the 2 months line. Everybody's going to jump that it's about Justin Bieber. Right. And I'm sure she knew everybody was going to freak out. But, like, releasing this song was clearly so important to her. Like, Taylor Swift posted on her story a screenshot of it. And she wrote, this song is a perfect expression of healing and my absolute favorite song she's put out yet. A triumph. I love you so much, at Selena Gomez. This was a clearly a very therapeutic thing for Selena Gomez to do. And That's what musicians and songwriters and singers do.
Right. I feel like it's their job.
It's their job.
Okay. But I want to play devil's advocate for just a second, because I do agree that this is a bad look for Haley, because there's just no reason, like you said, it is their job to write songs. And nobody, like, and people imagine hate on artists when their songs aren't genuine.
Yeah.
And then people hate on them when their songs are genuine. So there's really no winning.
Imagine
when
if Selena Gomez came out with a whole new album and they were just like upbeat party anthems and had nothing to do, like people,
nothing to do with Justin Bieber.
And they'd be like, wow, no, like it's, I feel like as an artist, it would not necessarily be like suppressing, but like so many songwriters and musicians talk about how writing and singing is just so expressive for them in a way to get their feelings out. And so, like, this is Selena's way of getting her feelings out.
But from Haley's point of view, which I think is...
Right, she's like, shut the fuck up about my husband.
Right, so she, like, she is married to Justin Bieber now. She's had her relationship with Justin Bieber in the past, and then he started dating Selena again, and then he went back to Haley. And that's... I think that's just like Justin problem. Like they both have this same issue with Justin, but Justin and Haley were able to work it out and Selena and Justin weren't.
Yeah.
And I think that for Haley, she's probably thinking to herself, like, okay, we get it. You guys had a relationship, because she has to get the hate constantly online and we don't know what that feels like. Nobody knows what it feels like.
Right. If you spent any time on Twitter, like just searching Haley's name on Wednesday, just an absolute dumpster fire.
Right. And people say the meanest stuff about her before this.
Yeah.
So she's probably dealing with that every day. And then she sees Selena releases the song and then everybody's coming after Justin and saying...
I'm just like, but I'm also like, no, why post the story?
I know, but I'm just talking it out. Yep, Let me just talk it out. Yep. So she's thinking to herself, this is really annoying. Now she releases a song. People are coming after my husband and saying like he replaced her within 2 months. And if you're really, really worked up and in that moment, you're really angry, of course you want to say, don't post that story. Don't get involved. But this is the same situation with other people get involved on Instagram and celebrities. They get annoyed that they have to be quiet or else they're doing something wrong. Like Chrissy Teigen talked about it and she's like, I can't even defend myself about people saying I run a pedophilia ring because then I look crazy for defending myself, which is obviously not the same thing in any way, shape or form.
For all those who have no idea what we're talking about, that sounds pretty crazy.
It sounds crazy.
But that's a whole different topic for a whole nother time.
Go look at Chrissy Teigen's Twitter. Just go look at her Twitter and it'll explain it all.
Yeah.
But I do understand.
There's no easy way to defend yourself.
There's no easy way to defend yourself. But in this case, I get like, she was probably really frustrated. The song title is really aggressive. Just like, I will kill you. Like,
no,
I mean, that's just aggressive.
And people take that literally and it turns into fans saying like, Hailey Bieber just threatened to murder Selena Gomez.
Right.
Basically, is the extreme of what people were saying on Twitter.
Yes. And that is where Hailey has to be smarter. Like, if Hailey wants to come out and make a statement on Instagram, which I think would even be way better than posting this song title, and say like, hey, you know, let's move past this. Leave me and Selena out of this.
Right.
Like, because it's not about Selena, really. It's about the fans that make it a thing, because Selena's not necessarily coming after Haley here.
No.
She's talking about Justin, but she's not sending people to go after her. The fans are just going
crazy. She's talking about her relationship with Justin Bieber, which she is allowed to do. They were together for a very long time. And honestly, it could have nothing to do with Haley at all. Mm-hmm. Like, it could just be her way of getting over Justin and, like, mm-hmm. have nothing to do with, nothing really to do with Haley. Like, it's not, like, Justin, those, like,
well,
Justin.
He did say replaced her, but.
For sure, but Justin, like, Justin made those decisions. Yeah. Like, it's not like she wrote a song about Haley Baldwin stealing her man.
Yeah.
Like, she wrote a song about being, like, left and then being replaced, which is not necessarily a dig at Haley. It's more at Justin.
Right. And I also think that if Haley posted, because obviously, like, that's just aggressive. I will kill you. It's just, I think if she posted a statement, more or less, which obviously then
why
just goes the
just
extra.
Why not just post a nice, like, Bible verse?
No, post a
That's what they all love to
just
do.
Just Bible verses. And then the fan accounts.
Take a page out of Selena's book. Like, she wrote how she's just walking in the light of God.
Haley usually does that. But the fan accounts, they feed off of, like, Haley posting, I will kill you. And they get angry. But if Haley posted something nice about Selena, maybe, which she would never do. But if she posted something like, hey, leave us out of it, and, like, was nice about it, I bet people wouldn't hate her as much, because she's at least addressing the fact.
It's tough
that this is a thing.
I know. It's so hard because everybody also, like, pays attention to Haley's Instagram activity so much. Like, if she likes something or is looking at something, people notice. And that's where I'm like, oh, Haley's literally just a normal girl. Like, mm-hmm. she's checking up on her husband's ex on social media and, like, seeing what's going on. It was just, like, last week that she posted on her story. Like, does anybody ever accidentally, like, watch stories on their Explore page? Like, I swear I'm not doing it on purpose. It's like, Haley, like, that's not a thing. People don't do that.
Right. I just kind of feel bad for her, because I feel like she's stuck in a bad position no matter what, because people really want to be her. No matter what she does, people hate on her. And, like, I get it. She makes silly mistakes on social media often. But it's also just kind of sad, because I feel like she doesn't really mean any harm.
No. And it's tough because, like I said, it is
Selena.
It is relatable. Like, you know, it's hard not to look at those things. But it's also like, I would hope Haley has to live, like, in her moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. she just got married. Like, tune out this noise. Don't pay attention to it. Don't even address it. So, like, Just Jared posted an Instagram where, like, and it was about Haley's story. So, mm-hmm. like, the caption was, fans think Haley Bieber posted quite the response to Selena Gomez after the release of Selena's song, Lose You to Love Me. But then Haley commented and then deleted on that Instagram saying, please stop with this nonsense. There is no response. This is complete BS. So, obviously, like, she denies this happening, which makes sense. But like we said before, you just have to be smart enough to know that, like, Selena Gomez just released a story about your husband, and you can't post on your story a screenshot of a song that's called I Will Kill You.
Right. At the end of the day, it's like, it sucks that celebrities have to be quiet about some things.
But you have to be smarter.
You
have to.
Even we are like, oh, we can't post that because so-and-so will get mad, and we don't even know the celebrities. But, like, how is Haley not thinking to herself, if I post this, Selena Gomez fans are going to be really mad, and she just posted, like, just
you have
a
to be,
little more self-awareness, Haley.
You have to know. And she's been battling this social media thing for a long time now. Mm-hmm. Like, she has addressed it time and time again of little things that she has said or posted being taken out of context and used against her. And it's been happening for so long. It literally just happened with the whole, with her fighting with, like, that, the Taylor Swift fan on Twitter. It's so, I just don't understand. Like, you have to know that posting a story like that is going to set off everybody.
She has a bad track record. She's got a bad track record.
It's shady. But, like, come on. Like, now it makes me think, like, you know what you're doing.
Right. It is hard after, like, the fifth time to be like, it was another mistake.
Right. Because, like, there's no way this one was a mistake.
But I also think it comes from, and this is just me looking at both sides, because I think Selena Gomez like when it comes down to it, Haley Baldwin and Justin, they just had their huge wedding. They were posting about it everywhere. Right. Everyone was making a big deal about it. So it's like, okay, everyone was posting about that. Let Selena have her time with this song. And, you know, Selena didn't post anything when they got married.
Right.
You know, so just let Selena release this song. If you two both ignore it, yeah. I feel like it makes them look better. But once again, right. Heat of the moment. We don't know what it's like to be in that position.
Exactly. And like you said, it's just, it's like a battle of singers. Like they're all, you know, Justin's a singer. So mm-hmm. it's like the same thing of, you know, Selena is allowed to voice her opinion and release a song about Justin the same way that Justin is allowed to write love songs about Haley.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're expressing their feelings. That's how Selena was feeling. It was a really tough time for her. She wrote this song. It's extremely vulnerable. And now it's like, I just wish Haley let it go.
Yeah.
Just didn't address it.
She would have came out looking way better if she just didn't even post any story whatsoever for the next few days.
Yeah.
Stayed completely silent. Mm-hmm. Nobody would have said a thing. Now, unfortunately, she's in this mess. I'm sure she's having a bad day. I'm sure Selena Gomez is having a freeing day, though.
Right.
I bet Selena feels good. She finally gets this song out. It's the first time that we've heard anything really.
In a while.
New music. Really anything about Justin Bieber, which, like we said in the beginning of this conversation, if she never released a song about Justin Bieber, everyone would be like, wow, Selena's so fake. She never released a song about Justin Bieber. I will throw in, though.
It is hard.
And this is not at a Selena. This is not at Selena Gomez, but because of, she can mention that Justin replaced her within 2 months. I feel like that's fair. But her fans are going after Justin and they keep commenting like 2 months, 2 months, 2 months, all up on her page, on his page. But Selena Gomez started dating Justin Bieber, or like was seen with Justin Bieber the same day that it came out her and The Weeknd broke up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that must have been a really short overlap. So I feel like sometimes Selena Gomez, we only see her playing the victim, which she is. She has been through so much. So I totally understand. But we never really see her say like, oh, I had, you know, something to do with me and Justin's relationship failing. Like, it's always all Justin Bieber, I feel like. Which he could have been just a major douchebag. I feel like we just don't know all the details.
Yeah. No, it's very true. I'm sure there were things that both of them needed to work on. But I will say, I do think a majority of it was Justin Bieber. Because we have seen, between Justin talking about all the issues he went through, between, like, Scooter Braun talking about all of it, like, all those really shitty times, a lot of it is when like Selena Gomez was around.
Right.
And I'm sure she took the brunt of like a lot of that drama and a lot of the drug use and everything that was going on when Justin was like in that spiral. So,
right. But I also feel like, and I don't want to point fingers at Selena because you're totally right.
Yeah.
Because if you're dealing with a boyfriend who has a drug addiction and has all of these problems that he's dealing with and trying to work on, you're obviously going to take some of the hit because people are going to take out their problems on you. But I feel like Selena Gomez also had some issues as well. But we just don't hear people talk about them as much, I feel like.
But
I think hers were more of like, it was sad because she had a lot of health issues.
Right,
and then people accuse her of drug use, but she's never openly said that she's had any substance issues. And
yeah, so she's never, like, there's never been any admission of that. Like, everything has always been around her lupus and obviously the kidney transplant and a lot of like really intense like health issues that she's had. But no, I there are always two sides to a story. Like, I'm sure Justin Bieber's version of this is very different than Selena Gomez's version of it. And that's just what happens. You get, and it comes back to the my truth versus my truth. Like, Justin has his truth, Selena has her truth, and you combine them together and like maybe you kind of get the truth, but we probably will just never know.
We'll never know, but I'd love a full breakdown from both of them of what happened. Like, you sit Selena down in front of a camera, she gives you step by step what happened in their relationship, and then you sit Justin down, and then he tells you. If I could make a guess, if I could just make a wild guess of what happened was they had a lot of crazy times. like you said, Justin Bieber was an asshole and took out a lot of his problems.
And
on
it's
Selena.
What I said but with then, the comments by Celeb Scrolls. Justin like fell in love with Selena when he was so young. Right. So young.
But I also think then he became friends with Kendall and Haley, and then he became really close with Haley.
Yeah.
As friends. And then started dating Haley and liked her too, but people just kept thinking he liked Selena.
Yeah.
And then he started dating Selena again. But
I was
then,
looking at a timeline.
Think,
do you remember when Justin Bieber dated Sophia Richie? That was just like stuck in there.
It was so wild. And both Haley and Selena were hating it. Selena was commenting that he was cheating and she was cheating.
I just like I forgot about that. And
we had a podcast.
I was looking. I was looking at a like Justin and Selena relationship timeline this morning as I was browsing the internet and like saw that picture of Justin and Sophia and was like, wow, I completely forgot about that.
Yeah, I forgot what I was saying. I was explaining. I feel like I was. Do you remember what I was saying, Noah?
No. It was Justin and he. I don't. He wasn't listening either.
What
I was saying something, and then Fran brought said something about Sophia Richie. I forgot what I was saying. Do you know what I was saying?
I was screenshotting Haley's Instagram story.
That's good work. I can't remember what I was saying, but it was whatever. Yeah.
Maybe no, it'll come back to you in a second. I'm trying to remember.
I don't know. I feel like
we were just talking about like how
it was just timeline
Haley's
wise.
I think what I think happened. I think that when Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber got back together, there was a time where him and Haley hated each other, and then there was a point where Justin wanted to reach out to Haley to become friends, and Selena didn't like that. And I think that they had problems from that. And then all of a sudden, he was with Haley.
Right.
That's just what the internet streets say.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, it's so quick. And like Selena said in the song, 2 months, and it hits so different. Also, because it wasn't just like he started dating Haley, and it was he proposed like 3 months later, you know, that 2 months
that
happened. He was spotted with Haley and then like, bam, they were married.
Right. We forget the fact that they're married. Like that must hit fucking hard.
Like that is it's just like a totally different situation. Cause probably in your head, you think you always have in the back of your mind, like, oh, maybe they'll break up. We'll end up getting back together. Cause I mean, Justin and Selena broken up and gone back together probably a billion times.
Right.
So you think you never know what could happen. But then, bam, married.
Married, but I think in the end, and this all comes back to the name of the song, Lose You to Love Me. Yeah. I think in the end, Justin Bieber getting married to Hailey Baldwin is the best thing that could have happened to Selena Gomez because now she is totally
just
free.
Wash your hands of
She's
Justin
totally
Bieber.
Free of Justin Bieber, and she can just be herself, love herself, and move on from this mess with Justin Bieber. So you know what? Good for Haley and Justin.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I really think that was like a whole point of that song being released. Like, that song is out. It was a huge part of her healing process. Now she can move on with her life without Justin Bieber, and Justin and Haley can hopefully move on with their life, and everybody can live happily ever after.
And once they clean up this mess, because Haley and Justin are going to be dealing with a lot. Because Haley said, I will kill you on her Instagram story.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Any other song.
Have you listened to the song?
Yeah.
Literally.
It's kind of like a nice song, though.
No, we're not. Nobody's saying it's a bad.
No, I'm just saying it's funny because it's not like you think that the song would be like, I'm going to kill you.
Right. Rhea read a lot of the lyrics. Like, there's not a part in the song that's like, I will kill you. Like, it's just, but it's the name of the song. And the message of the song is like, the girl finally gets her man, and she's going to do anything and everything to make sure that she keeps that man.
It is quite literally explaining Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber's relationship.
It
can't be that much of a coincidence. Listen, I'm a big all comes back around. It just can't be that much of a coincidence that this song is identical to your life.
Yeah.
And then you post it on your story 20 minutes after Selena Gomez releases a song about your husband, Haley. No, get it together, girl.
No. It's just not possible.
Did people think, like, when Love Yourself came out, that was
about Selena?
Justin Bieber song?
Yeah.
But, okay. But that song,
he didn't write
similar.
That
song. That song was also written by Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
But I think Ed Sheeran probably had more to do with it than Bieber.
Yeah. And also, a lot of people, I'm not saying Selena Gomez didn't write this song, because she absolutely did. Yeah. There's five other names on the writing credits on this.
Totally.
So
she works with Julia Michaels a lot, and this song actually sounds a lot like a Julia Michaels song. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's the two of them together is magic, because this song, it's good.
It is good. And she's got more coming, because there will be an mm-hmm. album coming. So it's going to be interesting if Hailey posts anything.
I mean,
I hope not.
Just like take a break.
Throw your phone away.
Go on vacation.
I mean, you have millions and millions of dollars. Go to the Bahamas, throw your phone away, live in the sand. What are you doing? Post it on social media. If I had that kind of money.
Yeah.
I had that kind of fame.
It just sucks, because even if she did post like, she could post like the most adorable picture of her and Justin today, and everyone would still think that was a statement to Selena Gomez, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, so, which is why it was better just to go radio silent for maybe like the rest of the week.
Right. It's not that hard.
Yeah.
But also, it all goes back to what I was saying. You don't know what that person's feeling in the moment. There's two sides to every story. We all know that. Before we get into our fantastic interview with Comments by Celebs, I got to talk to you about something, Fran.
Yes.
Do you just love a great deal?
I sure do.
I mean, we just have been online shopping like crazy.
So much.
The two of us, because you're switching seasons, summer to fall. We need a full new wardrobe.
Yeah.
And we can do that with the help of ThredUp. Mm-hmm. ThredUp is the world's largest online thrift store where you can buy and sell secondhand women and kids fashion. They have over 35,000 brands like Anthropologie, Ann Taylor, Coach, Lululemon, Sam Edelman, and more, up to 90% off estimated retail. Guys, you see what we're wearing all the time in our Chicks in the Office videos, on Instagram stories. Sometimes we show off our outfits. My personal favorite that I got from ThredUp is my snakeskin little tiny heels that are so comfortable to wear to work. It's like I'm dressing up my outfit, but at the same time, I'm comfortable. And I got those for a great deal on ThredUp. They were originally $200 and I got them for way less, like $50. So you need to check out ThredUp for all of these amazing deals. You can find the best deals instantly. Search by brand, style, and price to score Anthropologie dresses from $13, Coach handbags starting at $25, and even Steve Madden, which we all love Steve Madden shoes, for under $20. The prices are insane and it's so easy to shop. That's why we love ThredUp. They triple inspect each item by hand, so everything is high quality condition, and some items even have their tags still on it because people didn't wear it yet. ThredUp gives you the insane deals of thrifting with the convenience of online shopping. And with thousands of arrivals each day, you'll never have to pay full price again. So guys, if you want great deals on some new fall fashion, winter fashion coming up, head to ThredUp. For a limited time, ThredUp is offering Chicks in the Office listeners a special deal for an extra 30% off your first order when you go to ThredUp.com/chicks. That's on top of the already low prices. So hurry and take advantage. That's ThredUp.com/chicks. ThredUp.com/chicks for an extra 30% off. Terms apply. We are here with the two girls behind everyone's favorite Instagram, Comments by Celebs, Emma and Julie. Welcome
Hi.
To the show.
Yes.
You guys were so on our radio show when we first started out, and
never on the podcast,
and you guys were first starting out, and it was so cute. Like, look
just
at us,
you know,
now.
A quick like million followers ago.
Yeah.
Like, I remember you guys had like 300K.
Oh my god, when I think back, it's really crazy to think about. I mean, you guys, even the old office, like, I feel like we were all in totally different places.
Yeah, it is absolutely insane. So we're so excited that you guys are here.
Thank you.
Basically turning into like a Comments by Celebs mega episode, because we're gonna have you guys on. We're gonna do our topics, and then we're recording this on Tuesday, but we're interviewing Gary Jannetty tomorrow.
Oh, that's amazing.
Wednesday, so he's gonna be the guest on this podcast. So I feel like it's just,
it all fits,
a Comments by Celebs mega episode.
It all fits. I love that.
It's like
love
a great
him.
Theme.
Oh, it's
oh, I'm so excited.
I
to
love
meet
a
him.
Comments by Celebs theme.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm so excited to meet him. Which is funny now because we're talking about it and he's gonna be on this episode, but yeah. I tell everybody to follow him on Instagram.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I'm following
him.
He's
exactly.
worth the hype, I swear.
So
no,
worth
he
it.
Definitely
yeah.
is.
Can't wait. Can't wait.
All right, we have many questions, which I don't know if you're allowed to answer them or not. Like, if it's
secret,
a secret, whatever. But the people want to know. Okay, yes. So recently Instagram got rid of their following tab.
Yes.
How do you guys find the comments.
Okay, the funniest thing about this is that when it happened, the amount of DMs and like panic messages we got, like, how are you guys going to keep afloat? Yeah. And me and Julie were like, are we doing something wrong? The fact that we have never once used it.
The only time we use it is if somebody's followed us or somebody's followed somebody else and we want that screenshot Bella Hadid followed Tyler Cameron.
Right.
And that's the only time. Like for comments, I've never found a comment from the following tab.
Ever.
So mind blown. Yeah, I mean, first off, way to start off the episode. How do you guys find the comments then?
We look. I mean, it's a combination. We now have these followers who are so invested and so engaged, right. And they send us stuff the second they see it. So if something big happens, like it will get sent to us minimally probably 50 times.
That's so true. I did think about that. I was like, because there were times when I've seen stuff and I'm like, oh boy, like I know they're about to post this in two seconds because people probably just either screenshot it or just message it to you guys.
Yeah, exactly.
So that, I mean, yeah. It's probably pretty bulletproof.
Yeah, so do you guys always check your DMs constantly?
Constantly.
Yeah, constantly.
It's a huge part of our job.
Yeah, just both always refreshing.
I mean, followers and also like just we now have so many interactions with like celebrities or mm-hmm. people in that world and it's constant. So yeah. I would say that's a huge part of our day.
That's a good segue into the next thing I wanted to talk about. Jennifer Aniston joined Instagram. Yeah. And like the first thing she did was comment on your post and I was freaking out.
That was a huge deal. Can I curse on this?
Yes.
It was a huge fucking deal.
Yeah.
I don't know. I got to tell you, that was one of the moments where Julie and I were in my bed. It was like 9 a.m. and we were just like sitting there shaking. I was like, this is one of those moments that I don't think we're going to forget. It was like a Kelly Ripa talking about us for the first time kind of thing.
And so you guys like found these comments from her. Like she wasn't verified yet. She had like 100 followers.
Right.
Did somebody send that to you or were you guys like, is this really Jennifer Aniston?
A combination. We're lucky to have a bit of a heads up and we also had been kind of looking and, you know, we hear things. So
Yeah.
We figured it out.
Wow. Now there's like comments by celeb exclusives. Like what a great way for like a celebrity to join Instagram and like immediately have people talk about them joining Instagram by you guys posting about it. That's a whole strategy I didn't even think about.
I'm genius. You guys are genius. This business is just in every which way. You guys. Rising.
I know.
No, these
girls. You guys know you guys blow us away. We like love you guys. No,
that's why we love
we
you.
We love you.
These girls are so supportive and always just so kind to us, like genuinely supportive, not in a.
No.
We like really talking do about love us when we're not even here. It's my favorite thing in the entire world. When somebody affects us, like chicks in the office just talking about you, I was like, fuck yes. Because I know it's going to be amazing.
Because, I mean, well, it's like, it's such a back and forth. Like, you guys do so much of the hard work and we just have to like talk about it, so like it's we're like, yeah, we can totally give them the credit, like they found this comment, now we're gonna talk about it for a half hour.
We're like working together.
We work together,
but really, but kind of.
It's like a little insider trading.
It is a little bit which is great. And I think honestly, like, yeah, when we see you guys post something, it's like, yeah, you got to say, well, yeah, Emma and Julie found this, so here we go. Like, let's talk about it.
It's so crazy, this whole thing. It's so crazy how comments really are news. Like,
oh, yeah.
They really are. I know that was
when I was blogging, I would always just take your guys' comments and make it into blogs.
Right.
Like, if I needed a blog, I would be like, oh, let me just go to Comments by Celebs.
Yeah, no, it's
boom,
a legitimate
blog.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like Cosmo's, like, post every day. They have, like, every day there's like so-and-so comment on this and it's always you guys.
Luckily, so if we post between like 2 and 7 times a day, I would say about between 4 and 5 of those posts turn into news articles.
Yeah.
Which is like real, has been amazing for our growth. Yeah.
That's insane. That is so crazy. Okay. Let's jump into a lot of the topics for today's show. First, I want to talk about Miley Cyrus's Instagram Live from Sunday night. Because I did not realize she was live at the time, but I watched it all back Monday. Mm-hmm. Did not realize it was an hour. Incredibly long, but incredibly worth it.
Worth it.
Worth it.
Did you guys watch the whole thing?
Yes. I'm not going to say I watched the entire thing. I would say probably 80%.
Yeah.
Most of it. Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I did skip a little bit in like the house tour area.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, her house is cool, but skip.
I watched it live when she did it immediately because she put on her story like, I'm about to go live, and I obviously I was just staring at my Instagram she went live and I'm like, am I really gonna sit through this entire thing? I X'd out multiple times that she went back on live, her phone died, and it was just like she was really bored. Yeah. But I was enjoying it until Cody came on.
Oh, that's interesting. See, I thought the Cody part was fascinating.
Yeah.
I thought that it was honestly one of the most real, like, relationship FaceTime type things we see. We don't really see that. Like, imagine J-Lo and A-Rod going live.
They have,
but it's like it's very different. Constructed.
It's very,
it's
yeah.
very, it's like scripted, they do almost. It. It's, yeah. It feels almost scripted because a lot, what the time that I did watch them do it, it was like she was hyping up like the World of Dance finale or something. Like it was basically an ad.
Right.
Like it was like everybody like watched the World of Dance. She was like in her trailer getting ready for, I don't know if it was World of Dance or something else. So yeah, it felt really raw, but like I want to start at the beginning because there was almost like an Instagram live comment that could have turned into like comments by like Justin Bieber was just commenting nonstop in Miley's live to sing the song from Bolt.
Justin is on some shit recently. And I don't really mean that. On some I don't shit. Mean like drug wise. Like he's just on one. Like I don't know what is going on with him, but he's never been this vocal.
I think.
Do you guys
he
like
has
it?
Just like severe.
I love it.
I feel like he has like severe ADHD. Like I just feel like he's always jumping off the walls.
Yeah,
and he because if you watch like all of his old, not old stuff, but like Never Say Never, like the documentaries and stuff, the home videos. He is.
Oh, he's a
wildly active kid.
He like can't
kid.
Sit still.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
always. I think that's always been a thing about him that people will say that like if you come into a room like he's constantly moving around or like shaking his leg like he can't like sit still in one spot.
Yeah, so I feel like he's probably just watching Miley's live like sing the song from Bolt.
And then she did.
And then she did. Yeah.
And then she didn't know the words.
I know. And she was interacting with. I was like, what world are we living in? Like I always say to Julie, think about when we were growing up. You're like. 14-year-old self would die for this shit.
Oh,
imagine
yeah.
if you knew that like Selena Gomez or whatever could go live and be talking to each other. It's insane.
Right. The Selena Demi content we would have gotten from Instagram lives when they were like friends. I weep that we missed that opportunity.
The most we ever got was like the J14 magazine articles and then just YouTube videos where Miley and her friend would fight with Selena and Demi. Do you guys remember that?
Of Mandy,
that was just... Those were the times, but if it was social media, they would have just been fighting in the comments.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. We would have been there to capture it.
Yep.
I wish we had a comment section when we were younger.
Yeah, like, it would have been.
Oh, my God.
It
would have been really dangerous, though. Imagine the early 2000s with a comment section. Paris Hilton and Lindsay Lohan, and even now, them.
And even
think about
now.
Them then.
Even
like,
now. And that's, I mean, even now, we just saw, I think she must have deleted it because it's not on her Instagram anymore.
For 1 minute.
Mm-hmm. But she was just like shit on Cody Simpson because, I mean, news to me, I did not realize that Ali Lohan and Cody Simpson dated.
And I didn't realize that there was issues between, I mean, I don't know if they're sorry now, but anyways, there were issues between Lindsay Lohan and Miley. I thought she loved Miley. Because she's commented
like
on Miley's
Lohan
pictures before.
Has issues with everybody. You know, like, she's so nice 1 second, and then the next second, like, you have no idea. Like, even, because, okay, so for those who don't know, Lindsay Lohan was a judge, or whatever you want to call it, on The Masked Singer Australia. Cody Simpson just won The Masked Singer Australia. So Lindsay posted, like, an Instagram really shading Cody because of him dating Allie, and then that show she deleted that, but she did leave one up. It was like everybody Cody Simpson in it, and the last sentence she wrote like Cody Simpson, great job, what a great time, what a great time and wonderful moments we have all had on the show. Congratulations to everyone. Then she tagged Allie, leave the riffraff behind, sister.
Oh, I mean, that's just a roller coaster because before that she was shitting on him, and now she's like, wait, leave it behind. I think that Lindsay Lohan is also on one, but like on drugs. Not in the Justin Bieber way. Like no. Lindsay Lohan is still on drugs.
Yeah. There's no one whose social media is more confusing than Lindsay Lohan. It's like on the weirdest people. Like if you look at Tyga's pictures, there are Lindsay Lohan comments all over it.
Right. I'm surprised Lindsay Lohan wasn't in Miley's life.
Tyga.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Lindsay is always in random people's lives.
Taylor
always
Swift.
Commenting. Yeah.
So it was so bizarre. So besides, okay, so I'm going back. Miley... She sings a song from Bolt. She's singing old songs. She sang. It was also cool to see like her creative process, but also her talking about her sobriety. And then she was like, I wrote this song. And then she was like, wait, Justin, like this would be a great song for you. Justin's like, okay, let me hear it. Like, and he's like, that was gorgeous. She sang it a billion times. She's,
why don't they just collaborate?
I know.
Justin and Miley. And then she sang Overboard.
Yeah.
They have collaborated.
I know, but like a new one.
A new one would be great.
Let's say, like, would it be so crazy to think that this whole thing was staged because they're teasing a club?
Right.
Like that would not be the...
It is not. One thing, I mean, she teased her club, like she's going to have a newest song with Shawn Mendes on her new whatever album or whatever it is. Part two of three or whatever she's doing.
Oh, also, I was going to say, like, they're so, between the four of them, between Miley, Cody, Justin, and Haley, I feel like, because Justin was commenting on all of his pictures, like, let's double date. Like, for a while, he's been commenting on Cody's pictures.
Justin and Cody have always been friends. I don't know why. Like, I just always remember that because, like, Justin... Because when Cody hit the scene, he was like the Australian Justin Bieber. Like, everyone was like, oh, this kid is like going to be Justin Bieber. And like the next Justin Bieber is just Australian.
Yeah.
And then he dated Gigi Hadid, which like really made him a name that I think people recognize.
And then forgot about.
Yeah, and then forgot till now.
It's sad that out of the four of them, like Haley's my girl, number one, but she's the only one that can't sing.
I know.
Yeah.
Like the four of them could do a song together, but they actually can't because Haley can't
she
sing.
She can be in the video.
She's in the video. She was so cute in 10,000 hours.
So cute. She was adorable.
Mm-hmm. You guys get the Justin and Haley thing like we do. Like we go hard for them.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, but not everyone does.
But I love them.
I like truly believe it.
No, same, but mainly because I have been like a Hailey Baldwin stan since like 2014, and I'm like proud that I picked Justin Bieber's girl. I'm like, damn,
yeah,
right. I was right about her.
Yeah. You knew before.
Yeah, you knew.
You were always behind. Like you were always like Justin so loves cool. Hailey. Mm-hmm. When everybody was like, no, Selena is his one true.
I never thought Selena ever. No. I always thought
And now Selena's got this
new. What do you guys think of this? Like.
The fact that this song
is called Lose You to Love Me, I'm like,
I don't know. I have a lot. I'm really just curious to see what happens.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I feel. I feel like in this perpetual state of just intense curiosity. Yeah. You know, like I feel like what we've seen coming out, this is what I said to Julie. I was like, I feel like this year celebrities have been more expressive in their creative process as to what's going on in their own lives than in recent history.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like just even like... Travis talking about Kylie and so I don't know. It just seems more than ever.
And I think a lot of that has to do with like social media and people just put the pieces together and everyone I feel like is so much more focused on like who they're dating, who's with who, and everybody knows everything.
Yeah.
So when Justin Bieber releases a love song, everybody knows it's about Haley and they dissect every lyric.
Right.
So
but the thing with
they'll
Haley
do it with
Justin.
Selena's song.
See, like this is where I'm annoyed because Haley and Justin, they just got married. They're all happy. Now Selena just drops this bomb and she's like, I needed to lose you to love me. And clearly it's about Justin Bieber.
Right.
And then Justin Bieber is going to start thinking about Selena Gomez again. And then bam, he goes and tries and calls her.
Oh, I don't think so.
I don't think so. But like if I'm Haley,
wow, I can't believe
that's
you
my
just
thoughts.
Said that.
No, I don't
that's
want
your
that
girl.
To happen. No, I don't want that to happen. But I'm just saying I'm so like... I would always be thinking like, oh my God.
Okay, wait, hold on. Let's change. No, we have to shift this narrative for a second. Let's have more confidence in Justin.
Yes.
That he's grown up and he's matured and he realizes that was great in the past. But like, I don't need that. And I'm so thrilled with my new life. Yeah. You know,
that's what I'm hoping for. Yeah.
One thing that Haley just like needs not to do is start lurking on social media. Because when she does that, everybody sees it. And then they're like, oh, look at Haley, like looking at... Caught Haley looking at this Selena fan page or whatever the heck it is. You know what also a lot of it has to do with? All the... I mean, I said social media, but like social media stan accounts have just changed the way we look at everything. When Haley got into that situation... I don't know if you guys saw when Haley like retweeted a Taylor Swift fan who was like...
Yeah.
We both felt like deep into the tweets and the back and forth. And all of a sudden, like, I'm looking at Selena stan accounts and like Taylor Swift stan accounts. And like, they have pure hatred for Haley Baldwin. Like, pure hatred.
It's crazy.
I'm like, why? And they're like young girls who just have so much hate. And I'm like, do you think Taylor Swift would be proud of you if they saw you doing this? Like, they're like, in the name of Taylor Swift. I'm like, no. Taylor Swift doesn't like that.
But it's just jealousy, clearly.
It's
because
so
she's gorgeous. She's married to Justin Bieber. These people are crazy.
Yeah,
crazy.
And it's more than jealousy. It's like a sense of camaraderie. You know, like they say the biggest bond is when you both hate the same person.
Yeah.
Like, that's how they find their friend. It's a really weird thing.
Like, the girl was getting retweeted by every Taylor Swift stan account being like, we did it, like look at this, like this is a day to remember in Swift land. I was like this is insanity.
I mean, don't get us started.
It was absolute insanity. I'm There's so much to talk about. I don't even, we haven't even finished talking about Miley's life.
No, because we ended up talking about Justin
Bieber. We talked about Justin Bieber. Okay.
But I think they're going to last. I just want to end on that.
I do too. I know you do. Yeah.
I think they're going to last like 70 years.
Yeah, like forever. Like, say, I do, like, too.
Better they're when they're die. 70.
I think they're going to die together.
Hand in hand in the notebook. Yep. I see it. I, like, I deep down, I feel it too.
There may be some troubled times, but they'll die together.
I think they truly love each other. I never felt that he felt that way about Selena. Yeah. I felt she felt that way about him. Yeah. And I never felt he felt that way.
We could do, like, a whole separate podcast aside from this.
Well, because it kind of seemed like... I feel like it seemed like... I mean, Justin was so young when he, like... fell in love with Selena. I feel like it was very much a childhood dream of his to date Selena Gomez, and then he did, and it, like, turned into something way bigger than probably, like, what his 15-year-old self thought it would be, dating Selena Gomez.
Right, and I think the thing with him and Selena was I felt like he would just continuously fuck up, and then it was like, okay, and then I'll go back to Selena, and she, you know, she was, like, always there for him, and it was just, like, a security blanket more than anything else.
Yeah, definitely.
But let's just also throw in there, real quick, Selena Gomez... out of all the people, like, Demi Lovato's so honest with her issues and all of that. Justin Bieber talked about his drug problems and all of that.
Right. Selena Gomez has been so tight-lipped,
what you said, about her problems. So I feel like she also had some issues that nobody knows about.
Oh, well, she definitely did, for
sure. There's no way you don't.
There's no way you date Justin Bieber and don't have any residual trauma.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Okay, Miley and Cody.
Yes.
The FaceTime that we all watched live. It was crazy because... it, like you said, it was like they were like, this is what we do all the time. Like, we just FaceTime and just talk about nothing. And they were like, I miss you so much. It was the first time they've been apart in 4 weeks. What I couldn't get over is the constant babe. And
a lot of babe.
So much babe. And I said this on radio to other people at Barstool. I was like, when I see other people do it, it makes me think, like, oh my God, do I do that all the time?
I do not. I can tell you, I maybe have said the word babe to my boyfriend
at least. I'm a babe.
Maybe once or twice in my entire life. I can't do it.
I do it all the time. And when I just heard it back, I was like, oh my God, do I sound like that?
I didn't realize you do it that much. I don't think I can get myself to say it.
That was like 100 babes in like 3 minutes. I don't think I do that, but like... I definitely say babe.
I mean, also, hypothetically speaking, if you do, it's not going to, like, 10 million people.
Only you know that you're saying babe.
And the people around you. Like, it's not 50,000 people watching FaceTime.
Yeah,
exactly.
It was crazy. I mean, they clearly really like each other. Miley said that, you know, she has found the one good guy in the entire world.
The one good dick. And she was like... said something about how she thought she had to be gay because she thought no guys were good, but you just have to find a guy with a dick that has a good dick. And it was just, obviously she was trying to make a joke, but it was kind of like insensitive, and also insensitive to Liam Hemsworth while we're at it. I mean, like, you dated him, you were married to him, have a little respect. At one point you did like his good dick. Right?
Yeah.
There's two things. First off, with the Liam thing, I totally agree. I thought what he said to Julie was like, I think the double standard there is ridiculous because hypothetically speaking, if he did that, was like no other girl was good, it would have been outrage.
Disaster. Oh my God. People would have been calling for
ripped
his head.
Apart. Right. That's part one. And then part two, with the comment about like, you don't have to be gay. Obviously she was kidding. She didn't have ill intent. That being said, like, I just think there's a little more consciousness that has to arise, especially when you're a member of and like such an ally of the LGBTQ plus community. People were really, really upset. She didn't mean it, but still,
That it really surprised me because she is such an advocate and like, you know, she has her Happy Hippie Foundation. She does so much good that I was shocked. I was like, wow, I wouldn't expect her to kind of like make that joke.
I was so surprised.
Me too.
So I don't know. I don't know. Maybe she just forgot she was saying this publicly and she was privately FaceTiming, but I feel like she also did because like right after they ended it, they were like, okay, like maybe we should go back to privately FaceTiming, and it was like right at the end of the live.
They knew,
and Cody was like laughing, and I was just like, oh boy, this is she's gonna wake up and probably regret this.
The anxiety that she must have had when they hung up. I mean, I wouldn't be able to sleep.
And she did apologize and clarified what she meant. So but. Was tough.
It's just hard. I can't. That's why I always say, like, we don't want to be famous. That sounds so miserable to me that every single word you say, you know what I mean, is under this microscope. So, everybody has a slip of the tongue. Just most people's aren't to however many people.
Yep.
I don't know.
And even when you think like, oh, you know, I have thousands of people watching, everybody's recording it, so like you can just go watch it on YouTube. Like, I didn't watch it, but I just watched her entire thing on YouTube on Monday morning. Right. Like, even if you think, like, oh, like, when she, the first half of her live, her phone died or something, and she, like, lost. She didn't save the first live. So she was, when she went live again, she was like, oh, like, I'm so mad. Like, I lost that live. I'm like, you didn't, though. Like,
yeah. It's right. There. And how do you, like, not know you didn't?
Yeah. Like, people save that. Don't worry.
50,000 people, at least. Oh, 100 of them are recording it.
Oh, I guess.
Way more than that, but there's somebody recording it, and they're going to put it up. Because think about the views those people get.
Right.
Like, oh, shit, Miley's on live recording this.
Yeah.
But hopefully she learned a lesson, and she probably won't be going on live.
What? How long do you guys give Miley and Cody, out of curiosity? What are your thoughts?
You know something? I truly don't know. Because I could see it being like a one more month, and then I could also see her totally shocking us and having it be a year.
Right.
I have no concept. I really don't. I typically have a grasp on these things.
Right.
With her, I don't have any, like, I'm just like, I have no idea.
Yeah. It feels very Pete and Ariana.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely helping Cody's career. Let's just, I mean, Cody got to write a whole song about her. Like, they had the whole Miley wanted me to put this out thing. I can't say, like, who told me this, but I can say that, like, my friend who works in fashion said that they got a request from Cody's people, like, wanting to dress him, and they were like, he's going to be a big star. He's currently dating Miley Cyrus.
Yes. So, that's amazing. Yeah. I am not surprised at
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So it's like, I mean, you know that.
Like, yeah, they're in a milk and bone tour. They'd be stupid not to.
They probably are, like, obsessed with each other, but, like, their people and their teams know how to make it, like, beneficial.
And
for
also, Cody knows on the inside, like, no matter what Miley Cyrus does, he's not going to break up with her because he knows how good it is for him.
It's the best thing that ever
happened. Yeah, I mean, he's got his Tesla parked in her garage.
Right.
They got matching Teslas.
Yeah.
That's when you know. I mean.
Yeah.
That's love.
It is insane. Okay. Guys, we're keeping you, but I don't care.
We got to talk about this one last topic. Yes. We have to talk about it. Dennis Quaid, obviously. Can we keep him?
Yeah. You're Kelly said we have plenty of time.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank God. All right.
Dennis Quaid, he is engaged to a 26-year-old. I'm sorry, Julie. I heard this is really tough for you.
I just, like, have always loved Dennis Quaid. Like, Parent Trap was my favorite growing up. But, like, then
But then he lost it.
Like, you think I think he never lost it. I felt like I hit an age. No, I feel like I hit an age where I was like, I have been paying attention to the wrong characters in The Parent Trap. Like, you realize you hit an age where you're like, Meredith Blake, that bitch, she had it right. Damn those twins. Like,
no.
I feel like, have you seen that commercial with him where he's in, like, the blue suit?
Yeah.
He didn't lose it. He didn't. You have never seen a 65-year-old like that.
No. I don't know if it's necessarily, not looks-wise, like, he still looks great, but, I mean, he was so, I also think, my mom and I watched The Parent Trap like a billion times growing up. And my mom, Asriya, is like truly one of the most boy obsessed human beings on planet Earth. Mm-hmm. And oh my God, she loved Dennis Quaid so much. Like I have that ingrained in my brain that like Dennis Quaid is hot. I think just because my mom talked about how hot Dennis Quaid was every time we watched the movie. And but then I just, maybe not looks wise, but like behavior wise, I feel like as he's gotten older, like he's done weirder things like the public. And I'm just like, what are you doing, Dennis Quaid?
Listen,
what are you
doing?
Can I just ask, like, as if you're 26.
Yeah. Oh, you're marrying Dennis Quaid for sure.
No. okay. You're marrying Dennis Quaid, maybe. But are you dating 65-year-olds? Because that disgusts me.
I don't know. I think like, you're dating Dennis Quaid. Exception. Like, I think that, I feel like it's one of those things where you don't go out expecting to date a 65-year-old. But if Dennis Quaid wants to date you and he happens to be 65, there's just not much you can do about that.
Okay. Yep. Now I understand because you are, when I first saw it, I was like, what 26-year-old wants to date 65-year-old Dennis Quaid? Like, I'm sorry, but now I see the passion from you, Julie, and you would date Dennis Quaid, so now it makes sense that other girls out there would date
you. Saw the condolences that I got,
I saw.
It was like, it was the funniest thing in the
world. How old are his children?
Oh, also that same. I think he has a son that's turning 30, actually.
I was gonna say,
well, she's like, beautiful.
Like, when you think about it, it's like, obviously you're like, okay, this is
it's an aged dick. Like, you're not thinking about the body part that
it's
comes
like when
with
you
it.
Think about it past like him being the hot dad in The Parent Trap and still looking that good at that age. It's like when you really dig in on it, it's like you can have him,
you're
I guess.
You're going to be wiping his butt soon.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
But do we know, like,
I don't know.
I don't really want to get graphic here, but like,
I need to know about AIDS penises.
Maybe we don't, like, we don't really, I can't say I've seen one.
I haven't either.
I don't, like, I can't say.
I would hope not.
I can't say they're disgusting. I've never seen one.
I've never seen one.
No, I haven't either. But
I've never watched, like, old person porn, have you?
I've seen it. I haven't, like, watched it, like, for pleasure, but I've seen it out of curiosity, of course. I think I've seen every kind of porn out of curiosity. Mm-hmm. But what was I going to even say? Oh, I don't think that's the issue. I don't think there's, like, it's, like, a looks thing in terms of that. Maybe his, like, function? Ability to function, but I'm sure he's on the best kind of, you know, best you doctors.
Yeah. I mean, you see, like, 80-year-old dudes, like, having kids, so it just depends on...
Hugh Hefner still came until the day he died.
You know what?
He
proposed in Hawaii. Oh, this is the fourth time he's getting married.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he got married. He, like, proposed to her with some, like, 5-century-old, like... heirloom ring.
Oh my god, Lauren.
I would have looked. I haven't seen a picture, but I know I would have looked good in it. I know it would have looked good on my finger.
University of Texas.
Yeah, she's smart.
Yeah.
Seems like a great girl.
I agree.
I mean, happy for Dennis Quaid.
I can't be happy for her because I just like obviously have just a lot of feelings towards it.
Oh,
but
interesting.
I mean, I am happy for her. I can't say I'm not. Jealous would probably be
jealous.
The more
you're like the people
word.
Who go after Haley.
Yeah, I'm a Dennis Quaid. Yeah, yeah.
You're a Dennis Quaid stan.
I'm going after. I'm gonna.
Are you starting a fan account?
Yeah, I already have.
Were we aware that Lauren has been previously linked to Jeremy Piven?
No.
Oh,
she has a thing for old guys.
Interesting. I mean, he's 54, so he's a little younger.
Yeah. I haven't heard pleasant things about Jeremy Piven, which makes me upset because
I'm pretty sure
Ari Gold is like
he got me too, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah, he got.
Okay,
me
then that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. A shame.
Yeah, I did not know that. That's an interesting piece of information.
Ari Gold would have gotten so me too'd.
Yes.
Oh my god.
But Ari Gold in Entourage, great character.
The best ever. Oh my god. You even watched Entourage, right?
I did. That's a big deal. I don't watch TV ever.
So you watch The Kardashians and you've watched Entourage.
Yes.
Anything else besides The Kardashians?
Really, no.
No, you watch Big Little Lies.
Oh, I watched Big Little Lies. Mm. I thought that was a game-changing show.
I love Big Little Lies. I was very behind on finishing it because I like watched the first episode of season 2 and was like, I don't know how I feel about this. It was, but then I like sat down and I just watched the rest and it was really very good. Although I'm sad because isn't that like that's it, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
And I know
I don't want to, if you haven't seen it yet, earmuffs, I guess. I don't like shows that end on just cliffhangers like that. There's not going to be another season. You're
like
telling me
Young
that's
and Hungry?
It?
Also, like with them.
Young and Hungry. I mean, I'm just throwing that out there.
You are right. I mean, I was devastated when they didn't tell me how that show ended.
For real. That show was great.
That is a bone to pick I have with Freeform. Freeform loves to just cancel shows. And like,
because they assume no one's watching it.
Meanwhile.
No one's watching. I'm watching. And it's like they cancel shows when the shows don't know that it's their final season.
Right.
So they don't know how to wrap up the show. And then it's just over. And I'm like,
and then
that's
you're just screwed.
It?
Yeah.
When I realized that ABC Family / Freeform had no no thought that people were still watching their shows when I was still watching Pretty Little Liars and nothing added up anymore. Yeah. And it was like everyone was dead, but then they were suddenly alive. And I was like, these people do not know how much time I've dedicated. Because if they did, they would keep the storyline at least a little bit straight.
Shoot. What was the name of the show that Bella Thorne was on Freeform recently that I loved?
I actually know this. I'm such a Bella Thorne.
No, we watched it.
I know.
About forgetting a stan. The name.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm forgetting the name of it too, but we watched it. It was Famous in Love.
Famous in Love. Famous in Love was
Famous
great.
Famous in Love was great. All
that's
of a sudden
another
it fucking
one
ended.
That they canceled with like absolutely no ending. I don't
Why
know who Bella Thorne's character picked.
Just do one episode to clarify the information.
I know.
Young and Hungry, Famous in Love.
It was kind of, I never really watched Shadowhunters, but it's kind of how they did Shadowhunters. Like, Shadowhunters ended, they canceled it in the third season, but they did like a TV movie to finish it.
Right. No, I love that.
Yeah, which was smart because the Shadowhunter stands like picketed Freeform.
Are there Shadowhunter stands?
Yes. Oh. Like you have no idea. Oh.
There are stands for everything.
For everything, including Young and Hungry.
No, like the Shadowhunter stands roll deep.
Shadowhunter fans, they do.
They really do. I mean, when we were at the People's Choice Awards, they like won all the awards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
amazing.
And
we were like, they're, because it's fan voted, and the Shadowhunter fans like are dedicated.
I want to start making stan accounts for things that no one would possibly ever stan.
Like Dennis Quaid?
Yeah. There's no way that if I made a Dennis Quaid stan account, that first of all, you guys both wouldn't be there supporting
him. Yeah, yeah. I would follow immediately. I would follow. I would love to know like more of what he's doing on a day to day basis.
Oh, I'd follow the fuck out of that.
Yeah, yeah, of course you would.
It would be insane.
All right. As soon as we leave here.
Yeah, yeah. Jennifer Lawrence was married over the weekend. We don't really have a lot of details besides the guest list being
which
absolutely
was
amazing.
Adele, Kris Jenner.
I don't know. I don't really talk about it that much because like I feel like you're just kind of casual with Jennifer Lawrence. So like if it was me talking about it, like
I love Jennifer Lawrence too.
I am obsessed with Jennifer Lawrence.
It's ever since
it's like a weird. I have like a weird obsession.
Really loved her, and then when I watched that interview with Kim, where Jennifer Lawrence took over for Jimmy Fallon, and she was in, and it was the funniest thing. I was like, this is my girl.
It's amazing.
Sold me.
Her and Kris Jenner getting drunk together.
I wanted Kris to ordain her wedding.
That would have been something.
Yeah. It's possible.
It's totally. Yeah,
we don't know.
She ordained Jeff Latham's.
Yeah. It is possible.
I can't remember what it was on. Maybe 60 Minutes or something. I think it was maybe 60 Minutes. They did a special on her, and she was like in her house with her girlfriends. And she's just like so cool. Like she has all these celebrity friends, but she also has so many of her like friends growing up and her friends like when she wasn't really famous that she's still like super close with, and I'm just always impressed by her. And I love that she like just married some
art gallerist.
Yeah. Art gallerist.
I didn't even know what an art gallerist was until I found out about him.
He manages an art gallery in Manhattan, which
I mean that's nice. She just
I gotta tell you, perfect. I think he makes
I think 100%
he is,
for sure.
Yeah,
100%. But it's the perfect like career for
her,
an actress or somebody to marry, because like
I'm
sure he's very flexible.
Yeah. Yes,
and he's well connected, but he's not the star. You know what I mean? And I think I believe so hard in that couple. Mm-hmm. I really do. Except for it sucks that we'll never get
awesome
like
name. Cook Maroney is an awesome name.
That is an awesome name. Yeah. Hot name. Mm-hmm. And he is hot. Like we're forgetting to talk about that. He's just
he's
a hot. Guy.
He's pretty hot too. If she did, I mean, I don't think she will, but if she did like legally change her name, Jennifer Lawrence Maroney is pretty sick.
Yeah. Jennifer Lawrence Maroney. That's not bad.
No, I like it.
I think that sounds like a first grade teacher, but in like a cool way.
Yeah.
Like she's Miss Maroney.
Yeah. I think I had a teacher that was Maroney.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I had one Marconi.
Yeah. I feel like everyone, the Onis.
Yeah. One of the Onis.
I'm trying to think of who am I thinking of, the blonde comedian from 30 Rock?
Jenna Maroney.
Okay, so I'm
or Michaela Maroney.
Yeah, yeah. I always think Jenna Maroney is basically her name.
30 Rock. Yeah.
But Cook they got married in Rhode Island.
Beautiful. Did you see this?
I saw the
mansion
venue
that they got married in is the owner or CEO of Alex and Ani's house.
Wow.
Oh.
It was very like gothic, which was interesting, but it kind of seemed like it almost seemed like a gothic fall festival. Like that took place in like England in like the 1600s. Like they said everything was, the food was cooked outside. There was like apples and it was like fall themed.
I love that. I mean, like my mouth is watering right now.
No. Apple cider donuts. Yeah. I'm sure. Yeah.
We saw like a glimpse of Emma Stone's dress. She was in like this, it looked like gray, like velvet. And I was just like, oh, the things you'd wear, like just an outdoor fall. I would give my left arm to be invited to that wedding.
I know. I have to tell you though, like I never had really thought of what I thought Jennifer Lawrence's wedding would be like, but now that I think about it, that's it.
Yeah.
It makes so much sense with her.
And they
partied
their asses off.
Yeah. Doesn't it make sense though?
Just drinking outside, having a blast. Oh my God. I would love to see Adele at a wedding.
Remember when you just missed Adele at the fucking gay bar in the West Village?
When they were together?
Remember that video of like Adele got on stage
with Jennifer Lawrence?
Yes. Yes.
I used to live right on that same street and I just missed them and it was heartbreaking.
Oh wow.
Really heartbreaking. Yeah,
for not being on Instagram, I feel like Jennifer Lawrence has had some of the greatest moments of the year. Like that video was viral on Instagram all over the place. Mm-hmm. And one of my favorite moments ever was when Amy Schumer screenshotted a text from Jennifer Lawrence and posted her story. And I was like, it doesn't get cooler than that.
Yeah. That's the fucking mecca. When we get the screenshots of the text, it's the
best.
When
the Kardashians post their family group chat, I'm like,
How? I think about that every time I just see, like, their phone screens. Like, when I see, like, Chloe was just FaceTiming Kim, and it was, like, Keeks, and I was like, wow, like, she has her phone number.
I don't know. That's such a dumb she has phone.
Yeah, you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe that Kylie has Kim Kardashian's phone number. That's so true.
And I'm like, look, her name is Keeks in her phone.
I know. Like, why am I, like, freaking out about that?
General, like, excitement from you guys. Just so genuine about... I just saw your faces light up talking about the text messages. You were like, it's our favorite thing in the world. I love it. Like, I absolutely love it.
You're right. We have developed such an attachment.
Have developed such an attachment to the Kardashians. It's really unbelievable.
Do you guys think you're going to meet them? And
I genuinely do.
Yeah, I think so.
100%.
I think so.
It's only a matter of time.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm the biggest believer. You know this. I think, like, everything's timing. So we haven't tried once. We haven't done anything like that. Yeah. Like, just wait. It'll happen. We manifest. I make Julie. I'm like, it's a full moon. You better fucking ask for Kim on the podcast.
Yeah. Manifesting is a real thing.
Of course it is.
I'm with it now.
Outside to a full moon and she like talks to it, and I'm just like, she's like, did you ask if Kim's coming? I'm like, ask who? She's like, the moon is full. I'm like, first of all, that's what they all did at Jennifer Lawrence's wedding. Probably they all went outside and spoke to the moon.
Yeah,
and that's why they're all rich and famous. So Emma, I know what you're talking about, because my mom has been on this path, and she's like, you need to go outside and meditate and just like say the things you want. And
I just speak it into existence. I do it. I'm the biggest believer. When I started the account, I didn't even realize this. My aunt told me that I said to her, "We will have 1 million followers by 2019." I don't even remember saying that.
Yeah,
and then it happened. You have to say these things.
You have to put it out in the universe.
Yeah,
for sure. I guess maybe it's because I'm more superstitious. Like, I always feel like I'm jinxing it instead of like putting it out there. Like, I always have the opposite. So like when we would talk about the Jonas Brothers and being like, well,
oh yeah,
like,
which by the way,
I would be like,
God.
No, we're not. I'd be like, it's happening. The Jonas Brothers. Like, I just hope, but like, I just can't imagine, you know. So, and I feel like it comes off kind of negative, but in reality, I'm just like, I can't even imagine. So I'm like, I don't want to put it out there, because then what if I put it out there and it just never happens and I jinx it?
It's more than jinxing. It's like being vulnerable. Like, you don't want to get your expectations too high. No, I totally get that.
But it worked, so.
First off, it worked, and you guys should be so proud of yourself. That is a huge deal.
Oh, thanks, guys.
When I saw that, I was like, our fucking girls.
We were so excited.
Like, oh, my God.
We sent it to you. They were like, oh, my God.
It was amazing.
Yeah, it was. We're not going to keep talking about it, but it was amazing.
It really was. Guys, unfortunately, I fault ourselves for like not planning this better, because I wasn't even looking at the schedule. I just assumed like you guys would come and we would talk forever. And then I looked and was like, oh, they're doing like other Barstool stuff.
Yeah, we
like,
didn't know that.
I didn't
we
even
got
realize
jealous.
That they have that we only have them because they're you guys are going to do KFC Radio.
I guess. I don't really we're just here.
Yeah, yeah.
We just go where people tell us.
Like, you guys will have a great time.
Yeah, you guys
will
have fun.
So that's, we're going to have to wrap it up because we have to pass you along. But we'll have to have you guys back soon, because I feel like the Chicks in the Office CBC collabs are always so much fun.
Oh, for sure. Yes. We love that. We love you guys.
We love you guys too. Thank you guys for coming.
Thanks for having us.
All right. I hope by now you guys know that I am a huge Dancing with the Stars fan. I have watched almost every season, but I have a lot of thoughts on what's going down this season. I don't like what I'm seeing, but there is one thing that I do like what I'm seeing, and it's these pro dancers. No matter what, these pro dancers are putting on a show and they're smiling from ear to ear. You ever notice how perfect these smiles are? They have straight teeth. They look amazing. Obviously, they're in show business. If you want straight teeth like these people, this is what you have to do. Candid has aligners that can help straighten your teeth faster than traditional wire braces. Treatment takes just 6 months on average. An experienced orthodontist who is licensed in your state creates a custom treatment plan. Then they show you a 3D preview so you can see how your teeth will look after you're done. Candid's aligners are comfortable, removable, and completely invisible. Candid ships your aligners directly to you, so there's no hassle of going to an orthodontist's office, and Candid costs 65% less than braces. And with each aligner purchase, Candid donates $25 to Smile Train, who brings safe 100% free cleft lip and palate treatment to children around the globe. So get your photo ready smile now. Go to candidco.com/chicks and use code chicks to get $75 off. That's candidco.com/chicks. Code CHICKS for $75 off. Once again, Candid Co. That's candidco.com/chicks. Code CHICKS. I am just
livid.
I might have to like stop watching Dancing with the Stars.
What?
It's getting me so. It's getting me so mad.
What
like
happened?
I told you that, you know, they took a break from the show. They didn't do another season last year. Mm-hmm. They were like, we're going on a break. We're restructuring. And they came back with the judges save. So when the two team, like when the two dancers are in the bottom two, the judges get to pick which one stays. So it's not totally like fan voted where every week, like people, you're shocked by who goes home. If a really good dancer ends up in the bottom two, then the judges can save them. And normally the other person could deserve to go home. You never know. Sailor Brinkley Cook and Allie Brooke were in the bottom two.
What?
Now these two have been crushing it. Top of the leaderboard week after week. So good. And I'm sorry if you haven't watched the episode yet. I apologize. But they sent Sailor Brinkley Cook home because obviously the judges, what are you going to do? You had two people who are really good. Allie Brooke is really good and she's been getting the highest scores. So they saved Allie. That meant Sailor had to go home. And it's just ridiculous because you know who's still on? Sean Spicer. And this is their own damn fault for putting Sean Spicer on the show in the first place because he cannot dance. He's so bad, but he is going to make it far because of the support that he has.
I saw a tweet. Sailor just goes home. Meanwhile, she's good.
The voting structure is so bad. So like,
I saw E! News post an article, and I was like, "Shit, they're getting in the blog game." Like, read as if like somebody here was angry about the Dancing with the Stars voting.
I literally clicked on the girl who wrote it because I was like, "I feel you."
Yeah.
This girl is right. The show is 2 hours, and a couple gets sent home at the end. Dancers. And you can only vote during those 2 hours, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, on the East Coast. So if you're on the West Coast, you have to just vote for, like, whoever you like. You don't even see the dances because they're over by the time you're watching the show on the West Coast. You just have to, like, if you're on the West Coast and you want to vote, you just have to go and vote. So, like,
are you 100% sure it's not live on the West Coast?
Yes. It is not live on the West Coast. So you should have seen this girl's blog was also very in depth. So I'll read you what she said as well. She agreed that, you know, the judge vote totally helps, but she wrote, plus, the West Coast can't even vote when the show is airing on the West Coast. If West Coasters want to vote, they have to vote for dances they don't get to watch for another 3 hours. Contestants are begging fans to vote before the show has even begun, which begs the question of what the voting is even for. Is it just a popularity contest, a contest of Instagram followers, a contest for who begged for votes the most? So it's like, it's basically, no, I feel like people aren't even watching the dances. You're just voting for who you like. And the best dancers are get put in the bottom or sent home. When you have Sean Spicer making his way through this. Let me read. I wonder if it's still up. I hope it is. Some woman tweeted this at Erin Andrews last night, and I was furious. Oh, good. It's still there. She was in like sequined green high-waisted pants. They were really cool. She looked awesome. And some woman tweeted back at her, those are the most hideous shit green metal flake pants I have ever seen. Your bony hips protruding out and your bow leg stance are not doing anything to make that ensemble any more attractive, dear. Whomever let you wear that should be ashamed of themselves. Give her a quick click.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag gold star mom. Hashtag MAGA. Hashtag Trump 2020. Hashtag NRA life member. Hashtag secure the border. Hashtag build the wall. It goes on forever. And she's just retweeting Sean Spicer voting like over and over.
This woman.
And I'm like, this is why Sean Spicer is still on the show when he can't fucking dance.
These people need lives. First of all, that's just way too many hashtags in your bio.
Way too many hashtags.
Way too many hashtags. And like, of course, this person is shitting on Erin Andrews. And then you go to the profile and it just all makes sense. And then they're just like retweeting. I mean, Fran, I'm sorry about all the pain you're going through right now.
No, I'm just mad at Dancing with the Stars for making a great show political. Like, they did not, like, they made it political by putting Sean Spicer on their show.
Right.
And now you have, like, these woman, this woman who claims her name is Mary Smith. I highly doubt that's
her name is not
her actual
name.
Who's, like, retweeting people who are like, who the fuck is voting for Sean? And she's like, boo, all the liberals are crying over the day. And I'm like, this is what happens. Like, all I want is just sit and watch fucking Disney Night on Dancing with the Stars and like, not have to see, like, see this, like, now we're bringing politics into Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, they should have a rule where they don't bring anybody from politics into it, because then you have literal, like, the two sides taking sides based on the dancers.
Yeah.
And then it, like, just, it messes up
Sean
all the voting.
Sean Spicer is just all, like, does he qualify as a star? I wouldn't think
I don't think so.
So it's just, oh my God, it's just so annoying. I was looking at these women's tweets and I was just like, oh, why is Sean Spicer still there? This, and she wrote, retweeted, bahaha, because we voted for him, snowflake.
Oh my God. This woman needs a life. But Fran, you should stop looking at their Twitters, because it's only going
to
make you angry.
Just, it's making me so
mad. You
need
to not.
But imagine, like, when Sean Spicer inevitably makes it to, like, the semifinals.
Do you think he's really going to make it to the semifinals?
If they don't, if good dancers keep getting voted in the bottom two, the judges have no choice. Like, the judges have to wait for him to be voted into the bottom two, and then the judges can send him home. But that's not even happening. He's not even in the bottom two. He hasn't been in the bottom two once.
Somehow he needs to get into the bottom two. I don't know how, but somehow.
I don't know
either.
Is
there any way you can rig the system?
I wish I could. He's so bad. And it sucks, because this season, everybody's pretty good. Like, everybody, Allie Brooks pretty good. Like, everybody's been getting, like, 8, 9s. They're in that realm. The only person that is really bad that's still on is Sean Spicer. So it's like, once he goes, then I feel like everybody will be happy and it's anybody's race. But as long as he stays on, it's going to be, like, some really fucking annoying political battle on Dancing with the Stars, which is just not.
Just not what
it's
you
just
want.
Not amusing to me.
No. I don't think anybody watches Dancing with the Stars for politics.
No.
No, not one person.
No. And so now it's just like, and the whole point of them taking the break was, like, to bring back more of, like, the integrity of the show and to have it be about the dancing. Like, they really, at the beginning of the season, they were, like, giving full descriptions of the type of dancing that they were doing, and, like, they really tried to make it more about the dancing. And the way this voting situation works is not helping that whatsoever.
Would you rather them just have no fan voting whatsoever and just have all the judges vote?
Yes.
I feel like that might be a better show.
100%. Like, just stop having people. Like, I would take, like, World of Dance with Derek Hough and J-Lo and Neo. That is all judge-based. I mean, these are legit dance crews and dancers that are performing. But they are scored, like, very seriously, and you get a low score, you're sent home. Like, that's it. There's no, like, voting element to it.
I feel like, because with Dancing with the Stars, if you're, no matter what, some people have an advantage.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and I guess, like, the voting is good in the sense that it keeps around some people who, you know, aren't necessarily dancers, but by the time they get to the end of the show, they actually get pretty good. So that's great, and you see more stories, but just, like, from a pure dance standpoint, it's pretty bad. And like I said, it's only 8 to 10, so that's the only time the voting's open. And if you're really trying to base it off the dance, the couple that goes last, people have 5 minutes to vote for them. Like, if you're voting based on whose dance you like the best.
But wouldn't they, like, they kind of have to do that? Otherwise, you can't see who gets kicked off.
Yeah, or else you wait to the next episode to kick somebody off. Like, don't kick somebody off at the end of the show. Wait till the next week and kick somebody off at the beginning. And then let people.
That could be
dance.
A good cliffhanger,
or
too.
Yeah, either that or, I mean, they used to do it 2 nights. Dancing with the Stars was on 2 nights, and obviously, whatever, you know, ABC had to stop that, and now it's just, so, like, they smashed what used to be a 2-night show where the voting worked into a 1-night show, and I think that's just absolutely made the voting process, like, really kind of shitty, because they always send somebody home now at the end, and these people have to bet, like, are begging for people to vote. If you dance last, you just have to hope that, like, your fans like you enough that they voted for you before the show ended. Tisk tisk. I'm very passionate about this.
I could tell that you're very passionate about it.
I think it's pretty unfair.
I think it's unfair, and I think that they're probably going to do something about it, considering I think there's more than just people like you that are pissed.
No reason for Sailor to go home last night when there are other people who are not that are not as good as her. All right, guys, we have an awesome interview with Gary Jannetty coming up. But before we get into that interview, I have to tell you guys about Beta Brand. Beta Brand makes dressing up comfortable, which is something we all want to do. You shouldn't have to pick between work attire and being comfortable. So Beta Brand combines the two together. Their dress yoga pants are super comfy, perfectly stretchy, and stay wrinkle free. When there are times that I have to look nice coming to work or we have some kind of event, I always go towards my Beta Brand pants because they are so comfortable, and it makes dressing up for an event so much easier than, you know, having to deal with buttons or the material not stretching, anything that sounds uncomfortable. That is what makes dress pants stink. They're either itchy, they're hard to put on, they're hard to take off, they don't fit right, which is why Beta Brand makes everything so great. They slide right on, they have that stretchy material that reminds you of your favorite yoga pants. My favorite Beta Brand pants are the boot cut classic dress pants. They look great with everything, especially heels or any kind of booty. They are the perfect way to dress up for an event but still be comfortable. I would absolutely recommend these pants to all my friends, family, whatever. You will absolutely love them. You have got to try a pair of these pants from Beta Brand. Trust me, you will love them. Their crowdfunding platform gives you a voice in deciding tomorrow's fashion today. Anyone can join in the community brainstorm that brings new Beta Brand styles to life, and you'll even get 15% off every time you find a new design. Like I said, the boot cut are my favorite, but they're straight leg, skinny, cropped, six button, wide leg, so many different colors, patterns, cuts, styles. It is amazing. So like I said, you have got to try a pair of these pants now. Trust me, you'll love them. You can get 20% off at betabrand.com/chicks. Don't wait. See for yourself why millions of women agree these are the most comfortable dress pants ever. Go to betabrand.com/chicks for 20% off. That's BETABRAND.com/chicks.
We are here with writer and producer Gary Jannetty, who also has one of the funniest Instagram accounts around. We talk about it all the time and has a new book out, Do You Mind If I Cancel? Things That Annoy Me. We're so excited to have you here.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here, guys.
Yeah. I'm pumped, and I have to told Rhea because I have loved your Instagram for so long, and I always tell people to follow. They're like, Instagram? Thanks. I'm like, follow Gary Jannetty. Mm-hmm. It's not what you think. I had to explain it to Ray. It was like months ago.
Maybe years. I would say a year and a half ago.
Yeah. Because I just started like 2 years ago.
Yeah. Where I was like, and then I showed it to her and she was like, what's going on here?
Yeah, I was confused at first, but once she explained it to me, I could not stop laughing. Like, she saw my face go from to just cackling. Yeah. Like, it's one of our favorite
It really
accounts.
Is. Yeah, really is.
I see it as, you know, to me, I do it like a TV series. For those of you who don't know, it's a Prince George. I use Prince George as the lead in a TV show that I'm creating about how he feels about the royal family and pop culture in general, and he's petty and insecure and he's, you know, like vulnerable and also nasty and sarcastic and all of these things, but it's like a TV series to me. So sometimes if somebody just joins in, it's kind of like, what is this? You have to be like, oh, this is what's going on. This is the story. That's like, got it. Because you're not really used to that on Instagram, something that you need to be caught up on.
Right. It's one big inside joke that everyone has
that goes
to be
on.
Yeah, it just goes on and on.
That has taken on a life of its own.
When I show it to people, like, I will find really old ones and be like, this is like, so like, look at these now, this is now. And they're like, okay, I understand. Like, you kind of have to, it is a timeline. You have to go back and look.
And you mentioned how it's like a TV show to you.
It is.
And you've worked on several TV shows. So can you tell us about that a little bit besides the Instagram? Like, just working on Will and Grace and Family Guy.
Yeah, well, I've actually worked on Family Guy, I know, probably like for over 20 years. Mm-hmm. Not
crazy.
Straight.
Yeah.
It's been on I started on it when I was, you know, young, and it was the first episode, and it, you know, it got canceled and stuff, and it was like the show that I always loved and is super close to my heart, and it still is. But then I left when it got canceled, and I went to Will and Grace, and I spent years there, and then it got uncanceled, and I went back to Family Guy. Then I moved to London and did a show there for several years with Ian McKellen called Vicious. Then I came back to Family Guy for a bit and did another, you know, so it's this thread that I've been coming in and out of. But I tend to write the Stewie, Brian, more focused episodes, and I love, you know, I love writing that show, so it's always my favorite place.
How do you like get in the mindset to write this? I mean, because I can't even imagine. Like, I mean, that's your job, but I'm like, how? Like, what's the process like?
You know, the nice thing about writing for TV, because TV, it's also like, you know, a version of this. You have to do this. You know, do you do it every day?
Yeah, we do every day.
Yeah, yeah. So some days you don't feel like doing it. Some days you do. Sometimes you feel on and off, but you have to keep doing it. So TV, it's like when you're doing a show and there's so many episodes a year and you have to produce so much content and so many jokes, sometimes you feel like, ooh, I'm not, but you're forced to be like I don't have a choice, I've got to do it. Like, so I have to get in that mindset. And then something about that makes it weirdly easier to do it. You know what I mean? Because it's like, this has to be done by Friday. So it's like, what is it? So you kind of automatically, you know, go into that thing.
You just get into the mode.
Yeah. Yeah, because you have to.
Right. Yeah. You think it's more fun to write for a cartoon than it is for real people?
That's a good question, Fran. Strangely, not one that I don't think I can't remember being asked it before. And yeah, it is. It's more fun to write for an animator. I love writing for actors, and it's a wonderful, different thing. But for me, there's something about animation and the way you can do anything you want, and then you can manipulate it. So the comic timing is perfect, the way it's paced, everything about it, and the freedom that you have in it is, you know, it's definitely more fun.
I love that. I mean, I would think just because, not that watching cartoons is more enjoyable than watching people, but like sometimes all you want to do is watch a cartoon.
Yeah, I also think they're harder to write. They're harder to write because you can't write them the same way I would write an episode of Will and Grace. I could not write an episode of Family Guy. You'd watch that kind of writing on Family Guy and you'd kind of be like, what is this? The pace of it, the rhythm of it.
Yeah.
It's not fitting. You know, so it's that almost like really on steroids, you know, like really compressed, and everything kind of has to be like full in a way that you don't necessarily need things that can breathe more on live action.
Right. So they're two totally separate things. And then you have the Instagram that you said you look at as if it's like a TV show. How did you come up with this character or storyline that you were going with? Because obviously Prince George is real.
And a child.
And a child. So why did you come up with this?
It was just kind of by, like, you know, happenstance. Do you ever use the word happenstance? Yeah. It's such a good word.
No, but I'm going to stop.
Use happenstance, please, Rhea. Yeah. It'll make me so happy
definitely.
If I ever hear you. Because I 2 years ago, I had just started Instagram, like, maybe a month or so before, and mostly I was doing kind of text posts, and occasionally I would do memes. And then I saw these photos of George on his first day of school, and he was so expressive. He had this really, like, super attitude-y face. And I was like, oh, I'm going to write a caption with that. This kid it makes me laugh. And I did one, and it got, like, nothing. And then, like, a month went by, and I had nothing I could think of that day. And I was like, I wonder if I could use another picture of George and do a second. Second one, can you do two? You know, and then I did. And then when we do a couple. And then when Meghan Markle and Harry were announced that they were getting engaged, my first thought was, oh, George won't like this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, George won't like sharing the spotlight with somebody else getting a lot of attention now. So that was the first time, I put the two of them together. And then it kind of was like, I was like, oh, people are, you know, it's taking off. So I started thinking about, like, what can I do? I wonder if I can kind of treat this like a TV show. And really, you know, to me, it's like weirdly like if Shakespeare were writing about the royals now, but he was obsessed with pop culture and he did it on Instagram through the eyes of a six-year-old,
Like, there's so many layers to it.
It's the modern Shakespeare take on the royals that we deserve in 2019.
It's amazing. And did you Like follow the royal family closely? Mm-mm. Do you know, like, or were you just, it just happened?
Zero. Yeah. No. People
that's
think,
kinda how I was oh too. God. That's why I was confused. No.
I think I kinda just assumed, I was like, wow, he must like really.
No,
love
I didn't
the
know
royal
yeah,
family.
No, I knew who the basic people right. were, but no, I didn't give one thought to it. It was just that. So to me, it's, you know, it's this whole thing that I've created, but people tend to think that I'm somehow, like, people will tell me about their royal obsessed thing and mention people I don't know, and I'm like, I don't care. Yeah,
it's just
my thing right. that I just, it's just a satire of this family, yeah. you know, is the way I see it.
Right. So like all of the drama that's going on with Meghan Markle and this interview and all of that stuff, like
I'm not personally invested
yeah, no,
one way or the other.
Invested.
No, I feel, you know, it seems like, you know, it does, you know, I feel for her. It feels mm-hmm. like it's probably been a super tough year. And George feels for her now, too, you know.
Right.
I think he doesn't. How,
like, because the Instagram account has kind of evolved since all of, yeah. these, well, all like, of this news has come out.
Well, anything, you know, over a long period of time, if you're telling a story, you want it to take some twists and turns. And mm-hmm. I can only work with what I'm given, right? So I mm-hmm. work with whatever photos I have, whatever headlines I have, whatever's going on in the news, and whatever else, you know, however mm-hmm. I can put it together. It's really hard. I don't impose anything on it that's not there, because people will sniff it out as like, yeah. it's fake. So, you know, I have to work with what I've got. And when Meghan is being celebrated everywhere she goes, George is jealous, because this is a spotlight that's not going on him.
Yeah.
When she's having a difficult time of it in the press, and she articulates that this has been hard, people haven't really kind of, you know, in the press and you know, haven't really thought about it, what it must be like, you know, for a moment to just be a person who's a mom in a new marriage, George now can be magnanimous and mm-hmm. be like, you know, darling, I'll take it. You can come yeah, with yeah. me. We're shopping. I'm calling. We're shopping now. Yeah, sweetie, yeah. she's with me. You know,
right.
so he's very now. But then that means the spotlight gets to go on him, because he gets to look mm-hmm. like the selfless, right. generous, yes. wonderful person. So it's always still about him.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so this is just another way that he sees.
Right.
You see how much I think
yeah.
about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all satirical.
Yeah.
Like,
it's all,
like,
but it's yeah. like, it's the rules that I make for this show that I've created. It has, you know, so it has its internal logic, you know,
right?
Yeah.
For me,
yeah. right.
There's so
totally
much that goes
sense.
Into it that you wouldn't really think about, and some people think you're some like insider for the
yeah,
royals.
God no.
But you're just taking
or I
what
guess
you're
he's
gonna.
Heard from somebody's people, because he's this is a nice post. I'm like, you think anybody's contacting? Yeah. I'm like, I'm sitting in a Starbucks with my phone. I'm like,
right.
who do you
like
think
you're
oh,
on
the Queen
phone
is calling
Palace.
Me?
Yeah.
A PR person? I've hello. Please yeah. send out a nice post. Like what?
Yeah,
like,
they're
like,
not
no.
focused. On
I
that.
Do what I think is funny, and it's never meant to be anything other than to give like a laugh and to be silly and funny and kind of, but it's never meant to be anything where, you know, that's mean or, you know,
right.
about having any personal, any mm-hmm. dislike. It's all about George's insane take mm-hmm. on the world and his kind
yeah.
of, you know, wanting to be a star.
Right. It's all jokes and it's all hilarious.
Thanks.
So thank you for making it, because we
no,
got
thanks.
True,
I enjoy
great
it.
Laughs
you know,
out of
I do it
yeah.
because it's something I actually enjoy mm-hmm. doing it. And I think part of it is people respond to that. I think, you know, without actually having to articulate, like, why do you like this thing? I do think that if I enjoy it, it kind of comes across. Whenever there's one I post that I'm kind of iffy about, or I'm like, is this anything? People kind of don't respond in
yeah.
a way. It's like, it's kind of gets a meh response. And I'm like, oh, yeah, because I didn't really enjoy it, you know?
Yeah, right.
So it's like, it comes through strangely.
Yeah. And you've created, not created, but you've gotten to great relationships with people on Instagram,
yeah, yeah.
because of this, like Lisa Rinna,
yes,
and
Lisa
comments
Rinna.
By celebs,
yeah, comments by celebs,
Lisa's famous Gary comment,
yeah, Lisa's right. favorite famous Gary comment. I know, I love that. Which...
And it's like comments by celebs. Emma and Julie, they are also on this episode. So I was joking with them that this is like our comments by celebs like mega episode
yeah.
because you are tied in with them kind of, you know, posting your comments
yes,
with Brad or Brad to you or Lisa to
Lisa
you.
Lisa and I will DM each other. We're like, we made them.
Yeah.
Just with our Gary and the thing. We were in yeah. early days. We were there like, we made them.
Yeah.
That's
that was like one of their
though.
Favorite things to post
we,
at
yeah,
the beginning of their
we
account.
So, and I was also like, what's
so
this
well.
Now?
Yeah.
It's being picked up by this weird thing. You know, it was all kind of a perfect timing of all these things. Yeah, but that was all just organic that Lisa started commenting mm-hmm. that she had that comment now is one of the comments on my book that just came out is
yes.
Her Gary has made it off of
yeah.
the Instagram page and onto the back cover of my book, which was another, like, a weird way of, like, just taking something. Like, yep. I'm like, this is so weird. It's like this weird fake comment thing on this fake thing is now
endorsing my book. Yes.
It's all connected. It's the same thing. All it's marketing. All connected.
So funny.
But while we're on the topic of your book, do you mind if I cancel things that still annoy me? Can you talk about that?
Tell us about the book. What is involved?
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, I met with who became my editor from Flatiron Books, James Milia, came and approached me off of my Instagram, you know, saying, would I be interested in writing a book? And I had always wanted to do it. But you know how sometimes somebody has to ask you if you want to do something? You're like, I totally want to do this.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I didn't know. I was like, how do you write a book? You know, I've never written a book. You know, I've been writing for 20 years, but a book is a different thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It just feels like, you know, like a book in a bookstore book.
Yeah.
But I had always wanted to write autobiographical essays. I've always enjoyed reading them, you know, as a reader, like people like David Rakoff and David Sedaris, and I thought it was something that I wanted to do. So I started writing these essays about my, like, childhood in Queens. I'm from New York, and then my young adulthood in Manhattan when I was working all my survival jobs, which were many. I cleaned apartments. I worked at Bennigan's. I worked at Saks Fifth Avenue on Long Island. I worked at the Paramount Hotel, at the Bellman, and it was
Shout out Long Island.
That's Long Island. Where?
Seaford. No,
oh,
South
yeah.
County.
Seaford's pretty. But it was about that time in my life when I couldn't figure anything out, you know, and I was kind of struggling to become myself and to be a writer, which I didn't even know what it meant. So I started writing these essays, and they all kind of started connecting as I was writing them in a way that I kind of wasn't aware until I was doing it. And they're, you know, way more personal than anything I've written before, because when you write for a TV show, right, or if I'm writing for Stewie, you know, I'm removed from him a little. If you don't like what he says, or if you don't like that episode, it's like, okay, you know, it's not like you don't like me. Right. You know what I mean? Like, I said something, and it's like, who does he? So it kind of removes that barrier for the first time. So it's like a new, you know, position, and then to write something super personal and allow yourself to be vulnerable in it. But I was like, well, if I'm going to actually do this, I might as well do it, right? Mm-hmm. Not half do it, not like try to, you know, make myself look good or just be like super funny and, or I should say try to be, right? You know, super funny. It's very subjective. But I was like, I'm just going to be honest about, like, you know, and so hopefully it's funny. And it also, for anybody who has ever felt like I did when I was young and starting out, like I felt like I was the only one who didn't get it and the only one who couldn't figure it out. And I didn't know how people who always seem to be able to do things and afford trips and have this kind of, now on Instagram, you know, it's much more even obvious where you see all these things. And I'm sure it's like that thing of like, how are they always on vacation, you know?
Right.
But it was that time in my life, and I have a lot of affection for that person that I was then. And I think now that there's distance, I kind of can be a little kinder to him and have way more sense of humor about all of those ridiculous delusional things I thought. Right. I used to think when I worked at the Paramount Hotel at the time, it was like the most fabulous place in all of Manhattan. Mm-hmm. Like, it was like, if you had drinks at the Paramount Hotel, it was like, oh my God, you had arrived. It's like, who does that? And I became a bellman there, and I thought, oh, if I work here, that means people from Saturday Night Live stay there, and all the fashion people stay there, and all the literary people stay there, actors, soap people. I'm like, I'll meet somebody, and they'll discover me. Like, I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know what they were going to discover me to do, you know, because I didn't
discover
have,
you.
They'll know.
They'll see you and know.
They'll know. They'll tell me. It's not for me to know. They'll be like, oh my God, do you write? I'm like, I do write.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, would you like to write? Would you like to write for Vogue? I'm like, I guess. Yeah. Okay.
Do you want to be a writer on Saturday Night Live?
Yeah. Would you like to be on Saturday? Yeah. Do you want to be on One Life to Live? We need a contract role. If somebody looks like you, I'm like, if you think I can, I'll do it. You know, it was a strange thing that I thought, you know, put yourself out there, and then, you know, I had like half of it right, you know, put yourself out there, but I expected, you know, that it, I guess, something magical to happen, as opposed to you having to go out and kind of make everything happen yourself.
Yeah.
Right. And I feel like a lot of people can relate to that. Like you said, a lot of people in their 20s, like us, we're just all trying to figure it out. Like you said, with the Instagram nowadays, everything seems so perfect.
Yeah.
Totally. But that's why I love the idea of this book, because you're just giving everybody a real inside look of what it actually is like to find yourself.
I still very much feel like, you know, sometimes you forget, because it's easy, because you guys, you know, are so young, and you're obviously you know, super successful at a young age. I was not. But I don't ever forget, like, I still think of my, I'll be in a hotel and I still am the bellman. So I'm always super nice to everybody in that thing because I'm like, I'm the bellman. I know what it's like to have a bad day and not have great tips and to know it's actually going to affect my week of where I can go out and what I can do and what that means. Yeah. So even though it was a really long time ago, you know, it's like, you never stop getting it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It. Like, it's like, I, you know, I, yeah, I
it's get like, you
it.
Don't forget where you came from ever.
Totally. No, you don't.
And so obviously this is very personal for you. You said you obviously had your editor, I'm sure, read it. Who was like the first group of people that you shared the book
only
with?
People I shared it with was my editor, my assistant Tom read some stuff, and Brad, my husband, read just one, I think, at the very beginning. I had him read like an essay, but I don't like people to read stuff until I'm really ready. I'm not a person who likes a lot of feedback. So
did he have to read the whole book after it was done?
Yeah, he did. He read the whole book after it was done. He'd only read one, and we went on vacation in Italy over the summer, and he kind of, like, I had an early copy, you know, they make like these advanced reading copies, and he read it, and it was like we were together in Italy on like by a pool, and I'm like, and he's reading my book, and I'm like, this is weird, and I'm like, why aren't you laughing? So I'm thinking, because I'm reading, I'm like, he's pretty quiet for a while, and then he's laughing, I'm like, what's he laughing? You know, it's crazy, you know, it's ridiculous, because it was a weird thing, and you know, after he's learning about me kind of all these years later, that we've been together a long time, stuff he knew and didn't know and stuff. But yeah, it's kind of a neat experience.
Yeah, and huge news for the two of you. You're going to have a docu-series.
Yeah, I know.
HBO Max.
So weird, right?
So cool.
So awesome.
Yeah. I mean, so talk about, do you have any idea like what the structure, because I saw it's like still a working title.
Yeah, the title's Brad and Gary Go To, but it's the same trip where he was reading my book in Italy.
Yeah.
He was videoing me eating in restaurants. You know, I'm kind of, I'm a particular person. Yeah. Some things that I like. You know, I know what I like and I know what I don't like. And I'm kind of like just very direct about those things. And, but he was filming me in restaurants and stuff. And I guess on his stories, on his Instagram, and it was becoming kind of popular. And I was like, that's weird. Like, who would watch me eat pasta? Like, that's, you can't be serious. But this trip became like a thing that people started watching. And then from that, we were offered a travel series by HBO Max from our traveling. So amazing. We're going to travel around the world, and we're going to kind of go to different restaurants and stay in different hotels. I know.
What's better
than
that?
I think getting
a travel documentary is the dream.
Yeah, it's
the
goal. I would have never.
It's not like as invasive to like your personal life. People aren't necessarily
we don't
going
fight.
Into your home
life. Like, I'm like,
into your home life. No. You just get to go to awesome places.
We're just going to film you.
Yeah. We're just going to film you going to really cool places.
Eating really good food.
And that's all I like to do, Rhea, is if I'm not at home in front of the TV with the dogs and stuff, then I want to travel and be away, you know, and go someplace kind of that, you know, either I've been and we love, or go someplace new and have this whole new experience. I get obsessed with restaurants and specific foods and where you sit in the restaurant and then what table, what part of the restaurant, what chair at what table, where it is, the view, you know, it kind of, I guess it's maybe like a OCD thing.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. What's your favorite?
Maybe.
What's your favorite seat in a restaurant?
Okay, well, if there's a booth, you always want to sit in a booth, obviously, wherever you are.
Most comfortable.
If there's a front
room.
Are
you a same side of the booth kind of person? Or the
not insane.
I'm not insane. I'm not a psychopath, friend.
People sit on the same side of the booth.
I do, too. And then I can't even concentrate on my evening.
You're so close to me.
I spend the whole evening obsessing. I'm like, why are they sitting side by side?
Yeah, like, do they need to
be touching
each
other? Are they waiting for two more people?
Right.
Yeah, though, that's weird.
Yeah.
No. You always want to sit in a booth. You always want to face out to the room, right? You don't want your back to the room. You want to be facing the door.
Oh, yeah. I always pick that seat when I go.
But when you're with a celebrity, the celebrity always gets the, you know, you don't ever put them to, even though they don't want to be facing the door, they kind of have to be. Mm-hmm. It's like a rule. I don't know why, but it exists. Try it. If you ever see somebody famous in a restaurant, see if their back is to you. It won't be. It's always got to, you have to you face
I'm just
out.
Thinking and of like even pictures I've seen of celebrities. Yeah. It's like always face, their right. face on.
Because if their chair is in the way of like, they don't want to be scooting correct. Their chair there's in and out. Yeah, yeah, like yeah. you got to, yeah. oh, somebody's
they always
in the
get
bathroom.
The best seat,
yeah.
obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. They're the celebrity.
You want to be in the front room, not the back room.
So when it's you and Brad, who gets the celebrity seat?
That. Lately, I graciously usually will give him the seat.
That is very, you give it very out. Kind
yeah.
of you.
Yeah.
And you guys, you said you don't ever fight.
We rarely fight. It's true.
That is insane.
I know. After 18 years, we get yeah. like, we get maybe cranky like, with each other. And, yeah. and it'll be the crankiness. He'll ask me, he'll be like, did you eat lunch today? I'll be like, no.
No.
Like, he's like, no, shut you up. Need to eat. I'm like, it's not because I'm hungry. I'm not a child. And then I'll eat. I'll be like, oh, I feel so much better. Yeah. I don't know. I'm so sorry. But, you know, it's yeah. the same thing, you know, with right. him. But yeah, we maybe like bicker a little, but not even barely that.
Never
yeah.
big fights.
Not in many years.
Love to hear it.
That is impressive. I really do. What a goal to have.
I know. Just it makes me want to be point. Like a better person.
Yeah.
You know?
We're excited to just to do this show and to go and have to get to work, you know, to yeah. get to work together, because so much of our careers, aside when we did Brad had a reality show on Bravo, like, you know, about 7 or 8 years ago now, you know, we have separate careers and we both travel with it and they both take up a lot of our time. So we enjoy spending time together, which is why I'm, you know, home a lot. While we're home yeah. watching TV, and, yeah. you know, most nights. But to get to do something together, right? And to like, I'm like, oh, wow, we get to travel and kind of create this thing. So I think we're both looking forward to it because it's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm hopefully that's yeah. going to, you know, yeah. translate.
Love that. Super exciting. And one last question that I sure. have to wrap it up. You spend both time in New York and L.A., right?
Yeah.
Because Brad is in L.A. and
yo, I'm in L.A. too.
And you, yeah. so, but you come back to New York a lot.
I come back. My family is here. I'm from here, you yeah. know, but I live in L.A., but yeah. I'm here visiting often.
Do you like any specific place better? LA or
you know,
New York?
I'm a New Yorker. Mm-hmm. I was born here, so it would be, you know, sacrilege if I said I right. did not like yeah. New York. I mean, there's no place in the world like New York.
Yeah. As, the New York gods know, would like
yeah,
spite
I
you
mean,
for
but I love equally LA.
Got yeah. it. Being from New York, I support that answer.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, that wraps it up. Thank you so much for joining us. We've
Thanks,
had a
guys.
Great time. Everybody go follow Gary Jannetty on Instagram yes. if you haven't already, which I'm sure you do. And go check out his book. Do you yes. mind if I cancel? And look out for the new show.
Yeah, and I'm on book tour. So if
Amazing.
You check out my Instagram and you want to yeah. come see me, yeah, come say hi.
The book's available everywhere.
Everywhere.
Are you this is my new favorite thing because audiobooks are such a big
yeah,
thing.
I
do
the
audiobook.
Your?
Amazing.
Yeah,
okay,
people,
so
yeah,
if you
people are
listen,
saying they like the audiobook.
Yeah, if you
want to
listen
so I'm excited
to him read
about
it,
that.
Also check out the audiobook.
There you go.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you
so much. All right, everyone, that wraps up today's episode. We hope you have a fantastic weekend. Get that Monster energy if you need mm-hmm. some energy for the weekend, that Friday energy. Have a great weekend. And also, send us the... Whoa, did I just send that?
Yes, please.
We need some more.
And thank you. Have a great weekend.